You know, you hear a lot these days about the blessings of the Lord God, that people are saying, well, I don't know, I pray all the time, and I don't see any difference in my life. I pray for this, I pray for that, I pray for them, I pray for those over there. I don't see anything happening. Well, you know, that's why I've entitled this message, Blessings Lost. Or blessings never gained in the first place. You see, when we pray to God, we got to pray with our heart, with our soul, with our mind. We got to realize who we're praying to. And we can't fool around by being disobedient in our walk and expect God to come running to us and heaping many blessings upon us. So blessings lost. I'm going to read from Isaiah 53, verses 1 to 6 here, just to set the foundation of my message here today. Blessings lost. Isaiah 53, verses 1 to 6. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verses 1 to 6. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and the price he paid at Calvary for our sins. That God laid upon him all the iniquities of mankind. That we who would come to him, that we would receive him, that we would believe in him and what he has done, the finished work at Calvary, the resurrection, that we should obtain that mercy and that grace and that peace and joy that will come eventually when Christ comes to take us home to be with him, or we pass away before that and go still to him. Now, I want to read also Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 16. Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 16. Let me see. 12 to 16, Isaiah 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake kingdoms? My, my, my. Isaiah 14, 12 to 16, God's big three, I call them, speaking respectfully of angels like Michael, God's angel of war, if you will, God's right-hand man, so to speak, Gabriel, God's messenger, and Lucifer, God's perfect messenger. specimen, the anointed cherub, likely the most powerful of the three, until pride entered in. Pride took hold, yes it did, and Lucifer and one-third of the angels tried to pull a coup and grab the throne of God. Henceforth, he and his army were cast out of heaven to earth. Note that phrase, to earth. To earth. Would this not have to be after the earth was formed? Well, of course. Satan wanted to hurt God, and the only way he could do this was to attack the children of God. Since he